judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day, when every thought and word and action, God the righteous judge, shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Welcome to the Escape for Thy Life radio broadcast. This is a presentation of the independent Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist Church, a revival of original Adventism and ancient Christianity. Our speaker is Brother Nyron Medina.
Good day. This is Brother Medina for Thuzia Seventh-day Adventist, and please let us start with a word of prayer. Gracious, loving Father, please be with us and bless us that we may understand your word and that the truth may be learned to all listening in a wrong, and help them to adopt the right position from Scripture that they might be saved. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Well, today we want to deal with the issue of this black Israel that is going wrong in Trinidad and Tobago. Our topic basically is, who is Israel? Or who is a Jew? Because there have been this group in this country that are saying they are the children of Israel. They are saying they are literally in flesh Israel, and that they are divided into literal tribes. And they are saying that since they are Israel in flesh, Israel is black. And a whole host of heresies have been associated with this teaching. This teaching shows ignorance of the word of God. It shows those who are saying it does not know their Bibles. But the teaching really originated from Freemasonry in the UK, and it spread in different parts of the world, and it is meant to turn people away from Jesus Christ. Yes, my dear people. Listen, if you go in Peru, you will have Amerindians saying they are Jews, and the Jews are Amerindians. If you go in places like Jordan, you would have Arabs saying they are the real Jews and not the Jews. So in other words, you have different flavors to that teaching according to the race or according to the geological or the geographic position that you occupy upon the face of the earth. But they're all teaching heresies because they just does not know what the Bible teaches. And this is the reason why we say sometimes a person take up the Bible, use the Bible to justify some false doctrine. But when you investigate, you find it is not saying what they're saying. Today we have a whole lot of evangelical pastors saying, oh, you must belong to Christ, not religion. And they contrast religion with serving God. They give the impression that something is wrong with being religious, or something is wrong with religion, and that they are not religious, they are just serving Christ. That division is not biblical. Ask them where in the Bible they learned that. Ask them to show the Bible teaching on that. They won't be able to show you. Just as those so-called black Israelites, as they call themselves, won't be able to show you when they say that. They cannot prove to you that the Bible is against the concept of religion. The word religion means reunite. It means a teaching that reunites a person to God. And it is based upon the biblical teaching that when you are in sin, you are alienated from the life of God. and that God doesn't dwell in you, and you do not have Jesus Christ. That teaching that you do not have Jesus Christ, God doesn't dwell in you, that exact teaching is enhanced by the teaching of true religion. Religion that truly unites man with God. And that's why your Bible makes the difference between pure religion and the religion that is false. The Bible didn't say no religion at all. So you see, a lot of people tends to get a lot of false doctrines and then use the Bible to justify it. But especially those so-called black Israelites whom we have met already a number of occasions, and who, with arrogance and violent words, figure that you can scare off those who love the truth. And feel you so know when you do not know what the scripture is saying. Now there are many aspects to their teachings about Israel or about Jews that are wrong. And we just want to deal with one of the aspects because of our time. That's all we can do. Deal with one aspect of it. We just want to deal with, who does the Bible say is Israel? Who does the Bible say is a Jew? Even today, the evangelicals have this wrong. They think Israel is that entity or that nation there in the Middle East. So that when God has some special favor to Israel, they think God has special favor to that nation there. And that nation have been identified as the world's number one in white human trafficking. Number one in sexual slavery. Number one in racism and apartheid behavior. Number one in breaking most of the UN laws. That nation in the Middle East, yeah, how could that be God's people? Look at the murder of the Palestinians over and over. Yes, the Palestinians do wrong. And they do it usually as a reaction to Israel's tyrannical behavior. And yet evangelicals call that people the people of God, Israel. Absolutely not. You see, all these things come from ignorance of the Bible. You take up a false doctrine, or put it this way, you join a religion. The religion has false doctrines in it. You take up the doctrine and you justify it with the scriptures that they give you instead of investigating to see what the scriptures teach, to find the truth for yourself. But many of them are not interested in that. And this is the reason why we need to look at this thing very, very carefully. Now, where do we start? We start to go in Psalms 73 to understand what is an Israelite. And we hope those of you from the so-called black Israelite group who are listening will pay careful attention to these scriptures and believe the scriptures for God's sake. And if something is wrong, turn away from it and stand for what is right and right only. So we want to start off with Psalm 73 and verse 1. In the Old Testament period, as they call it, but we call it the first witness or the first testimony from the two witnesses, the Bible clearly shows us whom God considered an Israelite. As we read Psalms 73 verse 1, here is what it tells us. I quote, "Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are of a clean heart." Did you see that? The actual Hebrew says, "Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are of a pure heart." So as far as God is concerned, if your heart is cleansed from sin, if you are pure, you are an Israelite. So even in the days when physical Israel existed as a nation under relationship with God, of that physical nation, only a remnant was to be saved. And that remnant were to be the true Israel. Those who have a pure heart. those who have a clean heart. Because the Bible speaks about the carnal mind. The Bible speaks about a corrupted heart. All of us, when we are born, we are without God, our hearts are corrupted. But Israel here is identified as having a pure heart, a clean heart. Yes, my dear people. So when people try to give you all kind of understanding and make you think that Israel are fleshly, or they are flesh, like the black Israelites tell us, they believe that they somehow inherited the flesh of Israel. Because Israel was black, and as they inherited the flesh of Israel, they claim that they are Israelites. So in other words, God will save only a black race. And they have the blasphemy to say white people cannot be saved. How outrageous. How could you say white people cannot be saved? Didn't Jesus meet certain Greeks and taught them the truth? Didn't God send his Holy Spirit upon Cornelius when Peter spoke to them? Didn't Paul address the church in Rome and in other parts of Europe? Didn't he not gain converts in Greece when he went to Athens in Greece? Of course he did. So how could you say white people cannot be saved? This is racism. Racism in false religion. And just that alone should make you know your teaching is false. Repent of it. Get out of it. Find the truth. And we know we stand for the truth, as we have shown you all before. In fact, another important scripture for us to look at goes to Esther chapter 8 and verse 17. Esther chapter 8 and verse 17. And here we see those Canaanites and Amalekites wanted to destroy Israel at that time when they were under Persian rule, when the Persian Empire was existing. They wanted to do whole-scale slaughter of Jews. And it so happens that Esther was a Jew. And through the miraculous working of God, God worked to get the king to make a decree that the Jews could protect themselves. And at a certain time, great fear fell upon the whole nation, the whole Persian Empire, which stretched from certain parts of Greece to certain parts of India to certain parts of Ethiopia. Look at that wide area in the world at that time, from the Persian Empire. And wherever there were Jews, they were supposed to be slaughtered. But God worked in their favor to save them from that kind of slaughter. And here is what the Bible tells us. After the truth was preached to the people at that time, in verse 17 we are told, "And in every province and in every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day. And many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them." Did you see that? Many of the people of the land became Jews. Why? For the fear of Jews fell upon them. Now, who are those Jews that we're afraid of? The real Jews. Jews in flesh. So how could the nations, many of them, become Jews? They become Jews spiritually, not physically. So in case of Ethiopia, if you had people there who accepted the truth, they became Jews, not physically, spiritually. In Egypt, where you had a lot of Arabs, they became Jews, not physically, spiritually. In India, they became Jews spiritually, not physically. In Afghanistan, and it goes on and on and on. In Persia, Persians became Jews spiritually. They became spiritual Jews. Because the fear of the Jews, the literal Jews there, were upon them. So here the Bible in the Old Testament, or the First Witness, has the concept of being a spiritual Jew. But what counted for God was not being a physical Jew, but a spiritual Jew. That is what counted. Because God is not a racist. So what counted for him was being a spiritual Jew. The three wise men, the Magi, that came from the east, they came from Persia. And when Jesus was born, they bought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Who do you think they were? They were descendants of people in Persia who became Jews. They were spiritual Jews, and they came to honor Jesus, the King of the Jews, while he was a baby or a little child. And this clearly shows you that even in the Old Testament, the concept of a spiritual Israelite, a spiritual Jew, was true. You were an Israel by having a pure heart. You were a Jew by conversion, not by race. Any black Israelite could only be a black Israelite because of conversion, not by race. Any white Israelite could only be a white Israelite from Europe by conversion. Any Chinese Israelite, any Indian Israelite, any Arab Israelite, an Israelite not because of flesh, but because of conversion. You are spiritual Israel. And the same lies for the concept of being a Jew. Why is it they can't see that? They can't see that because they don't follow the scripture. They are blind. And those who are blind need to get to the scripture. You see, that's the difference with Tuzia. Some say Tuzia is so radical. We are radical because we follow the scripture. Some say Tuzia is so different. We are different because we follow the scripture. They say Tuzia is so alive and energetic. What energy comes from the word of God, from faith, from revealed truths that spurs us on. Others may not like it, but this is how God has made us. And this is how his people always were in history. We are just continuing the tradition by conversion, by justification, by receiving the Holy Spirit, by becoming true spiritual Israel and spiritual Jew. So when we go to the New Testament now, and we go to Romans chapter 2, here is the same concept of a spiritual Jew presented. Now you tell me those who claim to be black Israelites couldn't see this? They couldn't see this? But just before we read that, the Bible made a prophecy in Malachi, the last book written in the Old Testament. Let us look at that prophecy in Malachi. Malachi chapter 1, 10 to 11. A prophecy is made here. And here is Yahweh himself speaking. Here is this prophecy that he made. I quote, verse 10. Who is there even among you that will shut the doors for naught? Neither do you kindle fire on mine altar for nothing. Did you see that? I have no pleasure in you, saith Yahweh of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. Did you hear what he's telling literal Jews? Did you hear what he's telling literal Israel? He is saying, I have no pleasure in you, saith Yahweh of hosts, neither will I accept an offering at your hand. And then he says, what will happen in the future? Verse 11 tells us, he says, for from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. Did you see that? He said, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place, incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, said Yahweh of hosts. What is he prophesying of there? He's prophesying that in the future, to the time this was written, this was within about the middle of the 5th century before Christ, somewhere around there. And this book of Malachi, when it was written, God was telling Israel, or the Jews that were in Judah, they had gone back to Judah out of Babylonian captivity, he was telling them, I don't even accept your offerings. I don't even accept your sacrifice. You don't please me. I don't have pleasure in you. And he says, do you know what's going to happen? He says, from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, those same Gentiles will exalt my name. To do that, you have to be converted. You have to be justified. You have to be made righteous. And he's saying, they will exalt my name. They will offer pure incense to me, a symbol of the righteousness of Christ. Incense in the Bible is a symbol of the righteousness of Christ. So the righteousness of Christ will be seen in the Gentiles, who are called the heathen. So the people whom the Jews scorn and call heathen, God says, that's what they will do. This is a prophecy that many of the Gentiles all over the world will become converted. But when they become converted, what do you call them? This is what we want to look at as we now turn to Romans chapter 2. Because in Romans chapter 2, we are being told who is a true Jew. Are they fleshly or are they Jews based on conversion? In Romans chapter 2, we read from verse 26 to verse 29. And we are asking that you pay careful attention here. 26 here. It tells us, therefore, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? Did you see that? We are being told, if the uncircumcision keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? So whom is this speaking about? The Gentiles, who are uncircumcised. Remember, every Israelite was to be circumcised the 8th day after their birth. So ancient Israel were always known as the circumcised. But the Gentiles who knew these things not were not called the circumcised. They were called the uncircumcised. And that's exactly what David called Goliath, this uncircumcised Philistine. So the Gentiles were known to be uncircumcised. So here is God using the same term, through Paul, and again I read it all over. Therefore, if the uncircumcision, that is the Gentiles, keep the righteousness of the law, shall not his uncircumcision be counted for circumcision? In other words, shall not the fact that he is uncircumcised be counted as if he is circumcised? Yes, it should be, because he keeps the righteousness of the law. So then circumcision was just a symbol of justification, a symbol of conversion. So even though he wasn't physically circumcised on his privy, if he kept the righteousness of the law, it was considered as if he were circumcised. So we know for sure the Gentiles, who are not physical Israel or physical Jews, are being spoken about here. We know that. So we now go to verse 27. And shall not uncircumcision be Gentiles, which is by nature, if it fulfill the law, judge thee, who by the letter and circumcision doth transgress the law? Who is he speaking about? He's speaking about the Jews. By following the letter of the law and by following physical circumcision, they were transgressing the Ten Commandments. Because they were righteous by works, not through faith. When God spoke to Abraham way back in the past, it was to be righteous by faith, not by just doing the works of the law. So he's telling the Jews, those same Gentiles is going to judge you. Those same uncircumcision, because they keep the righteousness of the law, they will judge you, who by using the letter of the law, was breaking the law. Yes, my dear people. We go on. Why is it that this will happen? Why is it that this would have happened and will happen in the future? We are told, verse 28, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly. Did you see that? The Gentile who will judge the Jew, the Gentile who fulfilled the righteousness of the law, we are told, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly. You see, black Israelites, God doesn't want outward Jews. He wants spiritual Jews. He wants you to be a Jew inwardly. Let's read the scripture. For he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit or the experience, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. End of quote. Because you see, the Jews used to praise God and say, oh, we circumcise so much people in the flesh, we circumcise this amount of people. No, this praise here is not of men. This praise is of God, because the circumcision is in the heart. What is cut off or circumcised from the heart is the carnal mind. It is sin in the heart. And we are told he is a Jew which is one inwardly. Hear that authoritative statement, black Israelites. Hear that authoritative statement. For he is a Jew which is one inwardly. I am an inward Jew. Anybody who is converted, they are Jews inwardly, in spirit. Not in flesh. God is not interested in flesh. He's interested in spirit. Because God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a pure heart. That thousands of people in the Persian Empire could become Jews when they were not physical Jews. And here is the prophecy being fulfilled according to Malachi, where the Gentiles will glorify God's name from the rising of the sun to its setting thereof. And they'll offer incense righteousness to him, which is the righteousness of Christ seen in them. So what does this tell us here? We will have to continue this discussion even furthermore. But all this shows us here that those who teach that you are Israel in flesh or you are Jews in flesh and you belong to some tribe in flesh, they are lying to you pronto. They are plainly lying to you. They are not telling you the truth. Because your Bible clearly tells you here, if they are following the Bible as they claim to, it tells you here, for he is not a Jew which is one outwardly, but he is a Jew which is one inwardly. And this is what God wants, inward Jews. People who are inward Jews. And this is the reason why we tell you, you need to be inward Jews. You need to be Jews in heart. Truly converted. But if you believe you cannot be sin free, then you believe you can have sin in you and be righteous. Remember in Malachi, God condemned that position, having sin in you and still claiming that you are favored by God or that you are righteous. Remember in Malachi, God condemned that. So this is the reason why we call upon you all, accept Jesus Christ that you will become Israel. accept Jesus Christ that you will become Jews. Let God purify your heart. Let him change you. Let him circumcise your mind. Cut off the sin. Get rid of the evil. Make you sin free. Make you truly his people. Because as far as God is concerned, Israel is never Israel in flesh. Or Jews are not Jew in flesh. They are they who have a clean heart. They are Jews inwardly. That's what your scriptures tell you. And why couldn't you know that? Why couldn't you not know those facts? Why can you not know those things? Why not true to the scripture? Why hold on to a doctrine with a passion that is false? Don't you not know those who believe it a lie will be lost? And those who teach lies will be lost? Don't you not know that false doctrines attack God's glory? False doctrines rob God of his glory? Don't you not know that? How can you fear God and give glory to him with false doctrine that attack him? So you give up those things and stop making God into a racist. Stop quoting him with racist human traits. And let scripture shine out and speak. So, if any of you want this program, call us at 625-0446. 625-0446. We will give you this one and the others that went before. And may God bless you until we meet again at the same time. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
The judgment has set. The books have been opened. How shall we stand?